This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Have you still home?
Oh, yeah, I might have gone out.
Good morning.
Oh,
yes. Jamal! Good morning.
Good morning.
We should introduce ourselves.
Yes, hello. Sorry, that's a bit weird. Aaron and Dan, Hope 103.2. I've got to say that I am a major fan of yours, Kamal.
I'm pleased. It's a good way to start a morning.
Yeah, it could have been worse, I guess.
Something very positive, yeah.
Now, we've asked Sydney this morning to help us find you.
Yeah.
We have found you. And everyone who's met you in the past or seen you or whatever the case might have been in performance or just on the street have had basically the same thing to say about you, that you are a genuine, kind man, basically. Not a negative thing to be said. Do you think that's a fair assessment of Kamal?
Well, it is perception, nothing to do with reality.
Oh, I don't think that's true. I don't.
No. But in all fairness, I think we are like the opal. You know, we are made up of many aspects of colors and emotions and whatever, and depending on the light. You see, I mean, some people help you bring out the best in you, and some. Not so much. And most of the time, I meet positive people, and they get a positive response. And occasionally, you get instances where you are tested, and you try and preserve your dignity and not say really what you think.
That is a really cool analogy. Well, we had Doug say that he used to go to his place of work, and he said you're always friendly to him.
Except for the your car leaks oil.
Oh, your car leaks oil apparently. Or it did then. Phil said that you went out at the last minute as an ambassador for Australia Day. Mark waved to you on the side of the road, and you waved, but it was really like all good stuff.
Well, anyway, just digressing a little bit to the left or right. I met a whole lot of young people last night. They were all stars from a brand new movie that had a world premiere at the Village Cinemas yesterday called Tomorrow When the War Began.
Oh, yes!
Yeah, yes.
And believe it or not, the people involved in making the movie invited me and I went with them and people from the company called Omnilab. That made, very heavily involved in it, and Screen Australia.
Okay.
And I had a chance to meet almost all of the young stars in it, and including the writer-director, Stuart Beattie.
Yes.
You know, he's a local boy.
Wow.
Didn't know that at all.
Is he going to write?
The one who wrote Collateral, and this is his first movie that he has directed. And it's just brilliant. I mean, maybe I'm a bit biased, but the book was written by John Marsden. And I believe the book was on the list for schools to, for in their curriculum. But anyway, the movie is just great, and
we should get you on to do movie reviews, Kamal. This is this is good.
You should ask if you can be in the next one.
Well,
that's an idea.
But yes. So the young writer director Stuart Beattie, he lives in L.A. and he's made lots of movies. I mean, he's done a script for a lot of movies, including Australia. Did I mention Collateral?
You did,
yeah.
You did.
And about the Caribbean, Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, wow!
And, and I was so pleased to see him and also met his young wife, an American. And when I first met her last night, she said, I've met you before. And I said, I don't think so. Maybe in another life. She said, no, I've met you. And then she worked out that... her children, who are now 7 and 9, used to watch Wiggles, and I was on the Wiggles DVD.
Oh, cool!
I must say to you, Kamal, that my daughter, via my wife, just texted before asking if when we go meet up with you, because that's what we'd like to do, if Dorothy would be there, Dorothy the dinosaur. But to a whole scope of new fans, I suppose, you are a hero again, I think,
well,
without saying.
I mean, I don't want to make your daughter too envious, but... for my granddaughter's 4th birthday. You wouldn't believe who came here.
Oh, of course. No way! Dorothy the dinosaur, love it.
That's so good.
Dinosaur with the princess, the fairy.
Kamal, can we ask something of you?
Yeah.
I don't think it's too much of an ask, but we would like to meet up with you sometime. And if possible, we'd like to do a song with you.
Well, anything is possible.
All right. Well, how about we get our people to talk to your people and your people to ours, and it's Dan and I.
Definitely do that. You know, you're not going to believe this. As we are speaking at this very moment, throughout another radio network called the Australian Radio Network, all of their clients, it's not on air, but all of their clients through the email, through a link, they've got me reading the words from Lady Gaga's Bad Romance.
You know, and that would be...
Well, if you get somebody to send me your email, and I might flick it off to you.
Please do.
All right.
And you can play. It's on Vision, but you can play it as an audio track.
All right. Well, that can be a mini audition for it all. Wonderful. It's Kamal.
Fantastic speaking to you, Kamal. And Kamal, we'll contact you maybe sometime during the day.
Yes. Yep.
To chat more about possibly meeting up in person. And maybe not? Singing together.
Why not?
Sounds good. Kamal, thank you so much for being a champion and answering the phone when you knew we were calling.
Thank you for making my day. You made my day, as Clint Eastwood would say.
Ah, you made ours. Thanks so much, Kamal.
Okay, then, bye.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.